Chasing Big Joe, 102.5, 106.3, The Game. We're live today at the brand new BetMGM Lounge at Bridgestone Arena. This beautiful space, formerly known as the Patron Platinum Club, is now, it's going to be open at 11 o'clock today, 11 to 11, every day, regardless of an event. You can get in from the street and come up and have a good time. They got tons of TVs, so you can watch all the hockey games, the playoff games in football this weekend. We're upstairs kind of overlooking everything. So it is a very, very cool place. We're joined now by Deanna Witter, who is the Chief Revenue Officer of the Nashville Predators, still relatively new to Smashville. So I think this is the first time we've had you on. Welcome.
Thank you so much. Thanks for having me.
This place is awesome.
This is incredible.
I got to do a sneak peek the other day with Sean Henry and Bill Wickett, and then the food's awesome. Definitely recommend that. But this is going to be a really cool space for everybody here at Bridgestone Arena.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, this is a space that people can come even on non-game days. Like you said, it's open 11 to 11. And so it's a great opportunity to engage, obviously, with the Nashville community and people coming to Nashville to visit and get a space that is just modern, incredible, and really is a destination for Smashville.
And it's an addition. Yes. Nothing's being subtracted. I know people have wondered about Pete and Terry's. Pete and Terry's is still good.
Yes,
it's still open.
Yes.
Pete Weber and Terry Crisp would not allow that to go anywhere.
Right.
That's their place.
That's one of our favorite watering holes before a game or even on non-game days as well. So, yeah, that's open, you know, most days at 4 p.m. If we have an earlier event, that opens about 2 hours before doors. So, yeah, don't forget about Pete and Terry's. It's a phenomenal place to grab food and drinks before your favorite events.
So that's what's so cool is you know, I've joked with Sean Henry in the past of – when this place was built, there's a ton of space that just hadn't been used, and mm-hmm. now you're finding uses for it. And so, once again, another great venue within the venue here at the BetMGM Lounge.
Yeah, absolutely. And to your point, like, there's some great spaces, and it takes, you know, great partnerships like the one we have with BetMGM to create something like this that serves, you know, an additional audience. And to your point, you know, Pete and Terry's has that very classic bar, and this has this sort of high-end modern vibe. And so now we're able to really have a space that attracts as well as serves multiple audiences.
Your resume is quite impressive. Do you mind going over it again? Because when I look at my resume, I'm like, how in the world did I ever get a job? Your resume, I would hire you on the spot. Give us the genesis of how this began.
Yeah. So I always tell people, like, I'm the girl living out her dream. Like, I declared when I was 14 years old that I was going to be working for a sports team. And I said that after sitting courtside at a Detroit Pistons game when I was 14. And seeing all these people walking around in suits.
Yeah.
And I was like, oh, wait, that's how they make all of this happen. It's these people that are behind the scenes that create these experiences and these amazing experiences for people. So I want to do that. So I started my career off with the Indiana Pacers in group ticket sales, in fact. And I spent 2 years with the Pacers.
What time frame is this?
This is 2006.
Okay.
Yeah, so I went to Central Michigan University. I'm from Flint, Michigan originally. So it kind of gives you a little bit of understanding where I'm from. And so I was with the Indiana Pacers for those 2 years, and I decided I wanted to grow. And to grow, you had to expand, you know, your experiences. I was selling groups. I need to sell seasons. Yeah. I need to sell premium. And so I left the Pacers to go sell season tickets for the Detroit Lions, and that was in 2008. So that's 0-16 season. So you really learn, you know. You really learn how to sell something when you're in that situation.
Dan Campbell was on that team, I think.
He was. I believe he was. Yeah. Yeah, it was a very trialing and interesting year, but I was there for about 6 months, and I got a call back from the Pacers to come back for a promotion to lead the group sales team.
Lucky
in the Pacers.
You.
So went back to the Pacers. I was there for another 4 seasons, and then at the end of those 4 seasons, I was sort of ready for the next step. Next step wasn't available there, obviously, and so was called up to the NBA league office, and so worked for the NBA league office for a group called Teambo. It's Team Marketing Business Operations. And I was there for 2 years out in New York, traveling, working with teams one-to-one, which was a remarkable experience. And then from there, I went to the Cleveland Cavaliers as their VP of ticket sales and service. And so the fun part there is I got there in May of 2014. And July 11th, 2014, LeBron makes his announcement.
Oh,
he's coming back.
Wow.
Yeah.
What was your job with the Cavaliers at the time?
Vice President of Ticket Sales.
So,
well, that was easy.
What was that day like? When?
Oh, my gosh. It was, so July 11th happened to be my 5th wedding anniversary, too. So my husband and I had a funny day that day, as you can imagine. But he made an announcement like 12 o'clock. It was like right at lunch when he made that announcement. And I remember people like running back from lunch and jumping on the phones, and the phones were off the chains. We were in the office until about 3 in the morning when we shut down the – yeah. So we sold 12,000 tickets that one day, season tickets.
Thanks, LeBron.
Yeah, right? It was absolutely insane. We ended up selling single-game tickets on the lottery. It was so – in demand.
Yeah. Oh, wow.
Yeah. So it was pretty remarkable. So, you know, 4 years going to the finals, winning a championship in 2016, you know, sharing that experience to be in a championship parade with your family and your coworkers and your work family was just absolutely remarkable.
So real quick. So you went to Central Michigan.
I did.
So you're a Chippewa.
I'm a Chip. Go Chips.
Yeah. Growing up in Michigan, was Monday a good day or was Monday a bad day? What side were you on?
Oh, Monday's always a good day for me.
Okay, Monday was a good day with Michigan winning the national championship?
Very good day. So my husband went to U of M
and
his family. So, yeah, Michigan's our team when you have to pick between Michigan and Michigan State.
Yeah. So we have a Sparty on Derek Mason who played at Michigan State for Nick Saban, who just retired. But so it wasn't a good day for him. He wasn't happy about that.
It's not been a good day for all the Alabama fans, too. Oof.
That's good. So Chief Revenue Officer, right? I love that title. Can I get part of that title, too?
Sure.
I think it sounds really good. So your day-to-day job is?
So I oversee all of our strategies and executional strategies to generate revenue for the team in terms of all of our ticket sales, our premium sales, so that's like your suite and hospitality, all of your season tickets, group tickets, single game tickets, and then our corporate partnerships. So our relationship like the one that we have with BetMGM in this lounge. So all of our corporate partnerships as well in that execution.
And you see this, Archie, you see this new lounge here. I mean, it's really, really nice.
It's really nice, really nice. And we have a lot of wonderful partners that help, enhance the fan experience. And that's what it's about. It's about finding partnerships that hit our values as an organization. And that is to, obviously enhance and amplify the fan experience, but also how we give back to the community as well. And so a lot of our foundational efforts are also connected with those partnerships.
What's it been like to watch the, NBA and now the NHL, the landscape change? Like we've gone to you mentioned all these corporate partnerships, the Predators have Regions on their sweater now, which is a change, to have corporate sponsors, on the jerseys themselves. The landscape has changed and continues to change.
Yeah, it has. And to your point, I mean, there's a lot of synergies between what I experienced in the NBA and what now I'm experiencing in the NHL. And you're seeing it across baseball and obviously in the NFL at the same time. And it goes back to, you try to find the right balance between, the integrity of the game and what it is, in addition to these partnerships that help drive the game forward. And so I think that it's a really, like I said, it's just a really important mix that you have in that balance.
How long have you been here?
Actually, this week was my 6-month anniversary.
Hey,
halfway through that first year.
Were you like everybody else that comes here and watches Preds games? I mean, you get taken in by the game, the experience. I mean, I don't care who you are. Everybody has the same reaction.
Yeah.
Did you?
Yes. I mean, I've had the privilege to see a lot of games, especially in my time with the NBA, going to a lot of games, during that time. And you get to see some of the best and the worst, let's say, in game presentation. And here, the Nashville Predators, even when I was in the NBA, this organization has always had a reputation of having one of the best fan experiences in all of sports. And to actually be here and experience in it and be a part of it now is truly remarkable. And it is amazing how every single game feels like a championship level experience. And that's not easy to do, but it's effortless in some way because the fans are so engaged. It's how our fans show up and participate and make that experience that much bigger. It seems like magic in a bottle, to be honest with you.
And this weekend is going to be more magic. Predators back home against the New York Islanders.
Yes.
It's Hockey is for Everyone weekend as well. And the United by Hockey Mobile Museum, that's going to be at Ford Ice tomorrow, 11 to 7. And then down here at Bridgestone Arena, 4 to 8 on the plaza. Mm-hmm. So looking forward to that. And also it's Teacher Appreciation Night, which my mom's a teacher. So go teachers. So a lot going on this weekend.
Yeah, absolutely. Like you said, I mean, the Hockey for Everyone is a great initiative for us. Hopefully the weather doesn't impact too much today at the Ford Ice Center Bellevue and the opportunity for people to engage with that awesome mobile museum. Teacher Appreciation Night is just a great initiative. And every single night, if you look at NashvillePredators.com, there's theme nights almost every night and ways to engage. So there might be something there is something for everyone, all throughout the season. So check out the website and see what night makes sense for you.
So BetMGM Lounge, Joe, it opens at 11 today. Mm-hmm. We're off the air at 11. So at 11:01, we're going to be placing an order.
Right.
What do you recommend?
You got to get the biscuits. Like, to me, like,
okay,
the biscuits,
yeah,
were.
Okay. I've tried them. I can confirm. Yes.
I mean, last night the woman was walking around at a reception with the biscuits. I was like following her around like a puppy.
Oh, Chase, were you at the reception last night?
I was not.
Oh. That gummit. I love receptions. That's just free food left and right, all that. Other people, 21, you don't have to be 21 to get in, correct?
Correct.
Okay.
Yep.
It's all ages.
All ages.
All ages. And Pete and Terry's is still open.
Good.
Too. So we got it all covered here at Bridgestone Arena. Deanna, it's good to have you on for the first time. Thanks so much for doing this, and we will definitely catch up soon.
Sounds great. Thanks for having me.
Yeah, absolutely.
Thank you.
We'll have more coming here from the BetMGM Lounge, including what coach lands where. Joe and I will discuss that
coming
up next. Chris Sanders is going to join us at 10 here on the Chase and Big Joe Show, 102.5, 106.3 The Game.